15 Christians face trouble in Saudi Arabia. The impact of the fuel crisis is being felt by student projects, and evangelical books are entering Italian classrooms. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 15 foreign Christians are now being deported from Saudi Arabia. This comes just 2 weeks after King Abdullah asked for reconciliation between Muslims, Christians, Jews, and others. Police arrested them in April for holding a private prayer meeting, then released them. International Christian Concerns' Jeff King says this is typical and a bit ironic.
The king is saying, well, Christians and Muslims need to get along better, and then look at what's happening at home. And this kind of exposes the heart of Saudi belief. They can spend money and they can spin things, they can do PR, but what matters is what they're doing at home.
Islam is the only legal religion in Saudi. Despite that, the church is growing. King says they have needs.
There is a tremendous hunger for Bibles in the persecuted church. You could see up to 30 people sharing one Bible. They could tear out little pieces, and each person has like one book. And so one of our big drives is, let's get Bibles into the hands of these guys.
If you'd like to help Saudi and other persecuted believers with Bibles, go to our website. Next, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Helen Louise Mills says the food and fuel crisis hit their summer global projects with a 1-2 punch. First came the jump in travel cost and a stumbling economy. Then the food crisis hit.
This became an issue for us, thinking about the ethics of finances for short-term projects overseas and how we can balance the amount of money that we spend, particularly because our hosts were being more directly impacted for cost of food and their cost of living, which is then the second point of impact.
Ironically, the food and fuel crisis may be exactly what we're needed to clarify the students' vision.
They begin to understand the place of calling, that it's beyond meeting the needs. People are still depressed. People are still addicted to drugs. People are turning to alcohol and abandoning their families. And it's like, how do they bring the hope of Jesus Christ into that situation? And it's really by being there and modeling the love of Jesus.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The president of Guatemala has declared a state of emergency due to excessive rain. Mudslides, roads have collapsed, and rivers have overflowed their banks in many remote areas due to the heavy rain. Pray for comfort for those families who have lost everything due to the storms. Residents are finding it difficult to find food, water, and shelter. Pray that the orphan outreach staff may be able to reach out with the love and comfort of God during this difficult time in Guatemala. Meanwhile, what do Mount Kilimanjaro, evangelism, and Clubfoot have in common? Cure International. Leighton Shoemaker is one of the two men representing Cure in a fundraising awareness campaign using his ability to climb mountains.
It's not about me. It's not about something that is a fascination for me, other than I really want to help children who literally have no hope whatsoever.
Cure can help a child step into a better future. Shoemaker says beyond the physical need, Cure staff share the hope of Christ. It's a very different message.
They live in a culture where they are taught that their condition is a result of some curse that has been placed on them by some strange god. And they turn to witchcraft and all other kinds of sorcery to attempt to find some kind of treatment for their condition.
And finally, in Italy, while boasting a Christian population, very few people have a true relationship with Christ. However, a church in Palermo is praying that changes, as they have a plan to distribute 2,500 copies of the Book of Hope. Since many in the church are teachers, they've introduced the book to the religion class teachers. Now, many have adopted the Book of Hope as the official Religion Hour book. Pray that many kids will respond to its saving message. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam is growing across the West, yet few Christians know much about it. With a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Ramadan, Islam's holiest month, which is next month. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.